Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and Steve Metz.
BTech Smith and Steve Metz,
you are now entering the Mega Cars.
The Mega Cars.
We got to get Grace to start calling us television personalities.
Multimedia personalities, Steve.
I like that. Way better. Way better. Multimedia personalities, Ooh. The Ted Smith and Steve Miggs.
Big morning for us.
Fresh offerments in our appearance on New Day Northwest, Ted.
Yeah, I mean, people are just seeing it. They just watched it now.
I wish we had audio, but we honestly finished our appearance. Our limo picked us up. Brought us to the station. Our handlers then escorted us out, wheeled us into the building. Fortunately, nobody looked at us in the eyes as we made our way through the hallways.
It was awkward when I got into the men's room office and Miles and Thrill and Ben started talking to me. And they're like, who's this guy? And I'm like, this is the go-between now.
Right.
Like, I'm a TV star.
Yeah.
You talk to this guy, and then he'll talk to me. He'll relay the message.
Right. He's my handler.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't just be talking to me about what we want to do on the show today.
No. I'm now on New Day Northwest.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, we're midday rock stars.
Yes.
On TV.
That's right. All the moms love us. All the dads hanging out at home love us.
Yeah.
It's time to respect what we bring to the table.
In the green room. The green room was live. Cisco was back there.
Yep.
Naked chicks. Yep. Bottles of champagne.
Eating sushi off of naked women.
It was everything you expected in a TV world.
A financial planner.
Cisco was back there. That's the only true part of that story.
And a financial planner.
Yeah, right. Yes. That part is
shockingly
true.
If we said which two people actually were backstage besides us, those would be probably the two that I don't think people would be guessing the naked women and the sushi on the naked women.
I got a little loose. I had a cup of coffee with some sugar.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I love how I showed up after 10 and we walk in and he's like, hey, you need some coffee? I'm like, thanks, Ted.
I was kind of jacked up.
Oh, it was awesome, dude. It was a lot of fun. We got to be on New Day Northwest. If you didn't see it today, you'll be able to catch it on their website. If you just go to King 5, we'll be sure to post the links. That way people can catch it. But it was a lot of fun.
It was awesome.
Walked in. We met a couple new friends, a couple of interns, one on 1 foot way on the way out, the other one 1 foot on the way in.
Yeah, Shannon was just, it was her last day.
Yep. And then it was Lauren's first week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ted and I, we're not like spitting game at people. We always like jokingly be like, all right, well, are we attracted to the same woman? And yet again, it seems like you and I are never attracted to the same woman.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I just think it's funny. Like we were just
right,
like,
right,
there's
right.
really no other story about that other than that. I'm like, oh, no, I find her to be hotter. And you're
right,
like, oh,
you were like,
they're both hot.
Right. I was like, really? I like the other one.
I was like, perfect. If in a make-believe world of us on the roam, you know, hollering at interns at King 5, we would have no arguments.
This is the sad reality. Since you've been married and I've taken a time of celibacy,
right?
Now we're good with women.
Of course. I would have scared off any woman that was around me back when I was single.
Oh, yeah.
It's the wedding ring. It's the confidence in knowing I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to impress her. I'm not trying to flirt with her. I'm just trying to be nice to her. And I think they pick up on that vibe. And with you, you're just not in that mode. So
yeah, the guy's a monk.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Pretty much. And you got the beard and everything.
Yeah.
It was great, though. One of the girls, Lauren, the newer one. We were each getting makeup put on us. So this was the first time she's ever put like powder on somebody. So
Shannon took care of me first. Shout out.
Yep, that's right. That didn't sound right. Shannon took care of you first.
Well, the makeup part. Jeez, man.
And then
are we really going down that road already, Steve?
I'm just kidding.
We were on North Day, New Day Northwest, Steve.
No, we're on North Day, New Day.
New Day.
If we want to get invited back, we got to get the name right, Ted. New Day Northwest.
All right.
Well, anyway, so she's about to put the powder on me, and of course, I'm just a goofball. She puts the little brush on the temple of my head, and I jerk back like as if she just shocked me. I go, oh, ow! And she actually had the look on her face like she hurt me, and then I'm like, I'm just playing.
And Cisco is out there doing his segment. So, like, Steve's making him laugh, and we can't be loud because we're, like, on the back of the set.
When they say backstage, we're just on the other side of the stage.
Yeah.
Then we get to go out there. Big props to Margaret Larson and Susie. They got they had us on for the Hot Topics, and man, that was a lot of fun.
It was. Before we went out there, before Steve got there, Cisco's backstage. He's famous in Seattle for his gardening. And
yeah. He's the guy.
And I'm like, Cisco, I got my first house plan. And he's like, oh, what'd you get?
No, you did not.
Yeah, and I go, African something? Like, that narrows it down. It's only a continent.
Right. Was he able to figure it out?
No. Or but he just started telling stories about house plants.
Okay, I was going to say, he's probably like three questions away from being able to figure out what plant you had.
He probably could have.
Yeah, if you just described it, he probably would have been able to nail it.
I got to transfer it into now a permanent home. Because mm-hmm. right now it's just in the little plastic container. But it sprouted off a new little thing, so I know I got it growing.
So you're into now, you're going to start doing some houseplants?
Botany? Is that the word you're looking for, Steve?
No, I said exactly what I wanted to say, Ted. I don't know what you're trying to allude.
Yes, I'm going to be a botanist. Actually, the little black gloves I wear when I ride my scooter are for gardening.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I just like them because they're black, but in no way do they give me any protection if I lay that thing down.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You just look badass.
Safety third.
You're like, those are some sick gloves, bro. You're looking all tough and stuff. And you're like, yeah, they're gardening gloves. Get them at Home Depot.
I'm a badass.
That's right. Just go to the gardening section. Tell them Ted Smith sent you. Why don't we get our heart racing, our blood pumping, and our brain
functioning?
I figure what better way? We'll talk more about
it. I'm a little worried, by the way.
Why?
Because I'm wearing dress shoes. I was like, no. I've never done push-ups in dress shoes.
I almost took off, and we're both wearing dress shirts.
Yeah.
And mine is a form. It's as close to a form-fitting shirt I've ever had. Like, I actually went and got a large as opposed to an extra large.
It looks great.
It fits great, but I don't know about doing push-ups in it. Like, it's going to be snug.
Yeah, that's a good point, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to take it off, but, you know, we might as well just do it. You know,
cause let's sometimes, do it, man.
You know, we got people on Wall Street listening to this podcast. They don't have to take, they don't take their shirt off when they're listening.
No, people are doing these push-ups right. In their suits.
Right, and tie. They don't even loosen up their tie.
Oh, I got a lot of chest hair flying.
Yes, you do. You got the deep V going on.
Oh, yeah, it's in there, buddy.
You got that hairy deep V. All right, let's get...
That just sounds terrible.
I know.
The hairy deep V.
I figure what better way to get 10 than a song by the group Volbeat.
All right.
The song is called A New Day.
Meant to be.
Right? So all let's right. do it. Let's get 10. Mega family. And then we'll talk more about our appearance. When I walk, oh boy, when I walk down that door,
my shoes almost slipped out from underneath me.
I thought I felt a tear on my shirt.
They kicked ass at Pain a couple years ago.
Oh, they were so good. I wish I would have saw them over at the Showbox when they were in town. For yeah. WAMU. I don't even think at any point during the song he says A New Day.
I just like the way his voice sounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know they're European. I always forget what country.
Oh, man. Are they Dutch? I think they're a Dutch metal band.
Are they? From the Netherlands?
Or are they Holland?
Hollis?
Ted Talks. Starring B-Tech Smith.
Today's TED Talk is going to be about friendship. I had a buddy of mine that I've worked with on certain things, and often it's kind of serious topics that we're working together on.
Okay.
So, like, last night we just had dinner, had some lovely fish and avocado and some brown rice.
Oh, so you cooked at your own place.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
And it was just good to kind of bro down on a friendship level, and I've talked about this before, I think, but, you know, our buddy Sean, like, you know, he's real busy, and sometimes just stop down and, like, do that. Have a meal with your buddy or hang out and, like, build that friendship. And that sometimes that's going to mean, you know, you might go out and get a couple beers, but don't just go to the regular routine of going out and getting blasted together.
I love a good, you know, a lunch meetup because usually in those situations, you just can't get all hammered. So it's a fun opportunity to spend quality time where alcohol is not a part of it.
Right. And I mean, it's no offense. Some of your friends, that's what you do. You just go out and get hammered together.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you take a lunch meeting or just sit around and cook a meal for each other, then you find out if you're actually friends.
And
or the friends on that level.
Right. Or you just, oh, that's just my buddy I hang out with when I'm hammered. Otherwise, yeah, he's not really much fun to be around. Sober version of that person sucks.
Yeah. Or sober version of me can't take this.
That quite possibly could be it. Now, I'm numb to his annoyance when I'm sober. And on the flip side, I like to throw it out there because I'm dealing with this right now with a person that we know that came back into our, at least into my world, hit me up and was like, hey, I'm back in town.
Ask you about this person.
Right. Well, I've been getting texts from him for the last like 3 weeks about getting lunch. And I'm pretty much, I'm like Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, I can almost guarantee you I could get lunch with you. Thursdays and Fridays are a little bit difficult. So what does he do every week? Hey, you want to get lunch on Thursday? I'm like, no, I can't make that happen. How about Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? Don't hear back from him, right? Next week goes by. Hey, man, we got to get lunch. Really looking forward to meeting up and catching up. I'm like, sure, I can do tomorrow. Don't hear back from him until Thursday. Hey, I'm free today. You want to do lunch? I can't. It's Thursday. I told you, Thursdays and Fridays are my bad day. He hit me up on last Wednesday was the last time I heard from him, right? Text me. Hey, let's get lunch this week. I'm like, well, I can't do tomorrow or Friday, but I can do today. I'm figuring, well, shoot, maybe he's like that kind of a guy, you know?
Yeah, floating around.
Right, just, I'm okay with that. I can make the adjustments. I'm not somebody that cares about pinning down a time and a date. So I write him back, go, I could do Wednesday. I could do today. Let me know. I'll clear my schedule. I texted him back like 30 seconds after he texted me. I still haven't heard back from him.
I bet.
And it's like at that point, it's like, look, I didn't come back into your world. If you're going to hit me up and you want to do lunch and I'm game for doing lunch and you want to reconnect, let's do it. Otherwise, don't waste my time. I don't have time for these pleasantries of let's do lunch when in the back of our minds, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we'll never get lunch together.
Plus, it's kind of arrogant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what? You're like every time he wants to do it, then like it's like he's doing you some favor. And it's like, wait a minute, you asked back into my life.
Right. I was not missing you. And I'm not even that excited about, like, I'm like, I'll do the lunch and maybe it'll go great. But like the last time we hung out, I wasn't really feeling it.
Yeah.
So I'll see what happens with it, but it's just kind of like, okay.
You know, I meant to ask you about that the other day, but that story sums it up perfectly.
Yeah, it's that guy.
Yeah.
Right. So then on the flip side, like we've got buddies like, and this is, I don't know why there's no connection, but like our buddy John Moffitt, like who now we won't probably ever see, which is a bummer because both of us have enjoyed grabbing food with him, hanging out with him. He's a guy that like, and he says, hey, let's get lunch. We get lunch. And I think today he's signing with the Eagles.
Yeah, that's going to be awkward for me. I talked to him last week.
Oh, because of the Redskins.
And I said, John, like wherever you go, I'm going to come watch you play. And he goes, only if you stay with me. And I was like, cool.
Let me know when. I'll go.
Yeah, but now I'm thinking like, oh, man, all my friends hate the Eagles. Like, am I going to show up on TV in an Eagles jersey?
You got to root for it.
I know.
Now I got to go because I'm tweeting out there that you in an Eagles jersey.
Well, and that's, you know, I thought about this one day, and it's like, look, John is a friend of mine, and my friendship, loyalty, trump a team, pro sports team.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, if he signs and starts playing with the Eagles and we go watch him, go Eagles.
I ain't gonna lie. If he signed with the 49ers, I would root for the 49ers outside of when they play the Hawks.
Right, and I hate the Eagles.
Right, right. You know? Absolutely. And I'm very happy for him. And selfishly, I wanted him to sign with the Seahawks. I was like, this would be so awesome. And him and I were talking.
Selfishly, I wanted him to sign with the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. For visiting purposes, I agree with you. Why couldn't the Chargers have signed him? But I was like, dude, that'd be great. And then I jokingly said, yeah. I was like, what did I say? Something like, My wife said, well, what are you going to put on? Are you going to get his jersey and have it like bedazzled to say his name on the back of it? Like how the player's girlfriends, you know, because
I'll wear one with you.
Yeah. I was like, and then he goes, if I go to Seahawks, I'll get your name on the back of my jersey. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great.
Dude,
can I sit in the player's girlfriend section then?
I already looked it up. There's a game on like December 20th or something right before Christmas.
Huh.
So I was like, maybe I'll fly into Philly, watch his game, and then drive down and get a little Christmas time in with the fam.
Well, let me know, man.
All right.
If we can make it happen. Maybe I could. I know Sid would love to see him too. So I mean, I don't think she'd be opposed to that. And then we can just pop into New York after that.
Pop down and hang, see the Smiths.
Yeah, we could do it all.
Yeah, man.
We could see the Smiths, and then we could go see the Migs.
See the Migs.
The Migliori's. Yes. Nice. That would be awesome.
I had that conversation last week with somebody, by the way.
Yeah.
Migs? Well, Steve's last name is Migliori. Oh.
oh, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
I know. It's funny. People are like, why did you just, like, as if I just grabbed a random nickname out there. Like, yeah, I want to be called Miggs.
He loves fighter jets.
And I love that character from The Silence of the Lambs that just flings sperm.
I haven't seen that movie.
You've never seen Silence of the Lambs?
Only parts of it. It was always too scary.
Well, there's a guy when Clarice, you know, the main character, walks through the prison and she's dealing with all these whack jobs before she talks to Hannibal Lecter. And one of the guys is this nut job by the name of Miggs, who throws it right at her, hits her in the face. That's why I went with the nickname, clearly.
Yeah, obviously, Steve. Yeah.
All right. Why don't we take a break? We're going to talk more about New Day Northwest, I'm sure. Plus, somebody just won an award at an award show and accepted that award. And while on stage, Ted, admitted that she had no idea what award she won.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We've got the audio for you to hear. When we get back, the television stars, the multimedia personalities, the Megacast.
You know it.
We'll be back.
What's next? I have no idea. The Megacast will be back.
With Siri's help, you can take a note, get directions, keep track of your day-to-day obligations. But now, Siri gets more personal, more intimate than ever before. Featured on your new iPhone operating system, the Siri Sex Tracker.
Magnums? Larry, who are you kidding?
From frequency to duration to a shoulder to cry on.
It's okay, Larry. That happens to every guy now and then.
Foreplay is now phone play with the Siri Sex Tracker, with tips, suggestions, and helpful advice.
Do not call her Bruce. I repeat, do not call her Bruce.
Hell, Siri knows everything else about you. Why not your sex life, too?
Warning, HPV alert. Warning, HPV alert.
The Siri Sex Tracker. Available on your new iPhone operating system, whether you like it or not.
Oh, Larry, I know you like it.
This podcast is totally worth it. It's free, after all. The Megacast is back.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, whatever your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. See me in the spotlight, ooh, whatever your style. Show me what you got now, come and make it worth my while. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Fifth Harmony. They were like one of those groups that was put together by the X Factor or one of those type of shows.
All right.
Simon Cowell put them together. It's kind of like One Direction, but the American version.
I've been getting up early.
Sad that I know this.
I've been getting up early and doing stuff on the weekends. Like a couple weeks ago, I played golf. This weekend, I went for a hike.
Uh-huh.
So I put on like the EDM channel on the cable.
Yeah.
And I notice now, like, Usher has a song with Martin Garrix, and it's like rappers are just blatantly, or rappers or R&B guys just like, I'm just going to link up with a DJ and put a song out.
It's a brilliant idea. I'm going to get embraced by that whole culture, which is just, I think it's at its precipice. Like, it's...
I do. I think this is the
glory days?
What's the crescendo?
Yeah.
And it's probably going to go downhill soon.
I think it will. It did before, and I think it'll eventually go back up again. I mean, there was a period in the 90s where EDM was, and we've talked about this probably last week, so I don't want to like, but you know, it was huge, and then it went away, and it was like just an underground thing, and now it's huge. I mean, Paradiso was just insane. My buddy, you know, our buddy Heaney, he was sending pictures and videos.
Nice.
And it looked like a party, man. It looked incredible.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And even, like, I know the new thing is like the, some are calling it like drug raps and stuff, but like, I like it.
Dude, we played that with A$AP Rocky. Rocky, yeah. That song is awesome.
Yeah, man. That video is trippy as hell. It's
super trippy. What is it called? Love, Sex, Dreams, LSD. Yeah. I like how he just played around with that. Well, speaking of music, I guess, I don't know if you were watching BET last night.
I knew the BET Awards were on.
Yeah, on Sunday night. They had all the awards going on.
I watched, I was having dinner with my buddy, and then I watched True Detective, which is...
How's that episode?
It's good.
Is it comparing good to the... I love the first season.
This one locks you in and gets you fired up for it again.
Okay.
Because it gets darker and weirder. But man, those people drink so much.
Who, on True Detective?
Yeah, like every character, like Vince Vaughn's character doesn't. But like, remember in the first episode, Colin Farrell's character's all messed up at the kid's school.
That's right.
Like the mayor of the little town's a drunk. Like one of the other detectives is pulling on a flask. And that's just like, Jesus Christ.
And this one has no connection to last season. It's just a completely different story.
No, but you know how it gets weird in that first season?
Yeah, yeah.
A super weird twist that you don't got thrown in last night.
Oh, okay, and is this episode one last night?
Two.
Okay, see, I haven't seen any of the episodes.
All right, episode one is kind of a setup, and you're kind of like, oh, that's a little boring, but it's the first episode.
You need the boring episode.
And then episode two, like, I watched it, and I was like, well, I'm going to have a nightmare tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it gets back there.
We love the first season so much so that I have a big hug mug as my coffee mug. Remember, that was the mug that McConaughey would dip his ashes in.
Oh, nice.
And during the interrogation scenes.
I just remember wanting to smoke cigarettes and drink Lone Star during those scenes.
And I just wanted a coffee mug that he ashed into. I watched Ballers, the new rock show on HBO.
All right, what'd you think?
Again, probably similar to how that is. It's okay first episode, but by the end of it, I was ready for episode two.
Yeah.
It's Entourage football style.
Yeah, I gotta watch the second episode. Did you watch The Brink, the other new show?
No, I don't even know about that.
Oh, man. So that's a comedy about, like, basically World War III is about to break out. It is a dark kind of black comedy. But it's awesome. I thought that was much better than Ballers.
Do you think that's the type of show that my wife would like?
Does she know much about foreign policy and that kind of stuff?
No, we don't talk
about it. She's not going to like
it. Well, I don't either. So.
But you know enough.
Oh, well, then she'll just as much as me.
Yeah, maybe neither of you should watch it, Steve. You uneducated...
Multimedia personality.
Well, I almost cussed, and then I almost called you bastards, but I was like, I don't want to call Steve and his wife bastards.
That would have been fine. I'll go home and be like, you won't believe what Ted called you. Let me just play you the audio. But first, let's skip past the part where we're drooling over the interns over at King 5.
I wouldn't say drooling.
I'm kidding.
We're very appreciative of them.
We appreciate
it. Hey, man,
beauty.
I'm still single. I still got a shot here, Steve.
That's right. I can still root for it.
Yeah.
For it.
For it. Oh,
right,
man.
Why don't we get back to the BET Awards?
You watch a lot of BET, Steve?
All the time, man. 106
I used to watch
in Park?
Is that 106 it? In Park?
Yeah.
Nobody calls it 106 in Park.
This white guy does.
I used to watch it all the time back in the day. 106 in Park. Very proper of you, white boy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I used to love Comic View. And then from 3 to 4 a.m., they showed videos called Uncut.
And were they uncut?
Yeah, you get like the tip drill video. That was where I found Kanye West.
Huh.
Nobody really knew his rapping yet, and I was like, and Through the Wire would be on all the time. I was like, this song kicks ass.
His early stuff was so damn good, man.
Honestly,
I like this last record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Like, people get annoyed with him as a person, but like, you can't really deny, like, when he made, like, that CD a couple years ago, it seemed so odd and stuff, but now it's commonplace and everybody's down with it.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And I still believe that, that's a whole other conversation for another day, but maybe we'll get to Kanye because we do got some audio from him as well. But so, big award ceremony, and they decided to give the Viewer's Choice Award to our friend Nicki Minaj.
All right.
Both fans of her. And the best part is, I guess she was in the back when her name was called, so she had no idea which you just won.
It
was like, get out there and accept the award. And this is what it sounded like.
Oh, my God, y'all. Thank you. I definitely didn't expect this, but I want to thank BET.
I definitely didn't expect this because I didn't even know I was getting the award.
I kind of hope she was backstage, like, having a glass of champagne or something, just chilling.
Yeah, thinking her day's done. And
it's like the fourth reference to champagne I've made this morning. I got to drink some.
That's right. You were talking about champagne with Margaret Larson.
Yeah.
Once again for... always supporting me, and I want to thank you guys for the support on the pink print. What was this award for? I'm sorry.
All right, pause it. So the first half of that speech just goes to prove that people say nothing when they accept awards.
Because
if you said something, people get all upset. So they just, I mean, she could have ended it right there, and nobody would have known the difference.
And just said, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Now when she asked the question, makes me think maybe they were smoking a little weed with that champagne.
Huh? Oh. Viewer's Choice. Oh, my God. y'all. Thank you.
That's a good reaction.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
One other thing that happened. Actually, we have a couple other pieces from the BET Awards.
NWA.
I didn't see that.
They got back. I didn't see it either, but I know they got back together.
I'm pretty pumped for the movie.
Yeah, it should be good. Why? I don't know why Dr. Dre wasn't there.
Again, I don't know.
Maybe, Steve.
Maybe he was on 106th and 6th and Park as opposed to 106th and Park.
I bet you don't even know who Tigger is.
I don't know who Tigger is.
T.I. Double Gurr?
Who's T.I. Double Gurr?
Man, Tigger. He was like the original. The Basement. You know, his mom was upstairs. All right, forget about it, man. Yeah, I hope somebody listening to this knows BET.
Well, then maybe this speech will ring well for me because Anthony Anderson was up there and he was talking about, I guess, talking about the best new artist. And Sam Smith won it.
All right.
And Sam's a white dude.
Yeah.
So Anthony Anderson decided to have some fun with that.
Thank you. Sam Smith isn't here tonight because he's white. And he didn't think he would win at the BET Awards, and he didn't think he could win. But we showed him that we love him, too. So I'd just like to say that this award, bring the award, woman. This award is going to stay with me. For you not showing up to BET. Although this trophy is really yours, it's gonna stay with me. Sam Smith, congratulations, brother, on your much-deserved award. You can come by my house next week and pick it up, but call first, because, you know, black folks don't just be showing up to people's house like that. All right, love y'all.
That's awesome.
That was great.
Yeah, that's good having fun with him without, yeah.
Anthony Anderson, we had him in studio once. That guy is so cool.
Yeah.
So, and I like Black-ish. I'm a fan of that show.
That is a pretty funny show.
Yeah, yeah. The dynamic with him and his son is awesome.
Remember, he's the guy trying to steal the ATM in Barbershop.
Yes.
Barbershop Steve is a movie.
Shut up, Ted. No, I thought it was a radio show on 710. Dick.
Oh.
And one last piece.
Whatever, you bastard.
You bastard. You rat bastard.
Yeah, look at this bastard.
He thinks he's at 106th in Park. It's 106th. Stupid bastard.
Get the address right.
So Smokey Robinson was there, too. I
love Smokey.
Yeah. Smokey's great.
Oh.
And he won the BET Lifetime Achievement Award, and he actually knew what he was winning, and gave a great acceptance speech. And I like playing these kind of things because I just always feel like, just in general, it's great to hear words of wisdom, especially from guys that have been around the block for a couple of years.
And Smokey, you know, he's part of that Motown movement that came out 40, 50 years ago. But Smokey wrote a lot of the stuff, too, for everybody else.
Absolutely. So this guy, he knows.
I love Smokey.
Yeah. He knows what's up. And so when he speaks, I think everybody should listen. And that's what he had to say during his acceptance speech.
It's like a bittersweet wine, and it's intoxicating. And there's so many people, millions of people around the world who are standing in line to get a taste. For those of you who are fortunate enough to get a taste and get drunk on yourselves and become self-absorbed and haughty, there are so many people in this world who wish that they had one person who they felt like loved them. And for you to become haughty and self-absorbed because millions of people around the world, most of them you will never know or never even meet, love you, it's so ridiculous. You should be thankful. It's a blessing. Thank you. It's a blessing, and we all should know from whom our blessings flow. You didn't start this. You were not the first in line. The line started way, 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 way before your great, 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 great grandparents were born. Also, you are not the end of the line.
Smoke is taking him to church, right?
So don't be so full of yourselves.
Boom.
That's awesome.
Right? Isn't that a great piece?
And he's a very soft-spoken guy, so for him to be that fired up, you know, he's had it up to here with a bunch of crap.
Something must have happened where he's just like, all right.
Yeah, it's like that Fraggle Rock, man. They've gone over that line.
Those dozers, they just keep eating and eating.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Smokey Man.
And I love Fraggle Rock.
Yeah. Well, you remember that episode? Like, I've had it up to here. Like, wait a minute, that's over the line.
It's a great show.
It was.
Such a stupid premise, but such a great show.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Man, I'd say I'd like to see Fraggle Rock come back, but also last week I talked about Alf. And no, Alf.
Alien life form. Life form. No yeah. problem.
Yeah, but nobody else seemed to really...
I'd be in for it.
I had no backup on this one. I'm on the men's room talking about Alf. Even Ben hung me out to dry.
I drop Alf lines all the time. Well, I'd say no problem a lot, and that's my way of paying tribute to Alf. Whoa, no problem. And I always want to make a joke about how he's always chasing the pussycat, but I'm like, anyway, I say it, it's not going to sound right.
And, no, and if nobody gets it, now right. you're just a perv.
Right, but it's very funny that that's like kind of like the underlying theme is that Alf is just going chasing down the pussycat.
Yeah.
He wants to eat it.
And I feel like as we get older, I have to be more cautious of those kind of lines. Because somehow, like, the older you get, the creepier it seems. And I want to be creepy old guy.
No, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get out of that. Once you're pigeonholed, you're stuck in it forever.
Yeah.
And I'm guaranteeing you one thing there, multimedia personality Ted Smith, that anyone else who played that audio or talked about Smokey Robinson did not quickly shift into a conversation about Fraggle Rock and Alf.
Nope.
That's what we bring to this show.
Mm-hmm. And no tears here, even though we're clowns.
Such a great... I got that one.
Oh, there you go.
I'm all right.
Well, Smokey's light skins. That's probably okay for you.
All right, well, we'll come back. I hate you. We'll be back.
Are you having a good time? I always do with Tech and Steve.
I know.
The Mega Cast will be back.
There's gonna be some good times. Man, we used to pull up and let them fight at that hood time. Remember, I used to grab on that ass when it was about that wood time. It had a big walk up trip and she get that much time.
It's the ultimate season finale. One show, 5 hours long. Grey's Anatomy of the Good Wife with the Mad Men and the Vampire Diaries, Idol NCIS. Don't miss the medical terminology, the courtroom scenes, the sex, the violence, the cigarette smoking, the mystery, the fangs, and the music. Meredith Grey meets Alicia Florrick at the hospital in the 60s where Don Draper is sleeping with a vampire and singing about murder. You won't have to watch another season finale ever. Grey's Anatomy of the Good Wife with the Mad Men and the Vampire Diaries, Idol NCIS, this week on ABC, CBS, NBC, AMC.
Are you a backseat driver? You should shut up and listen to Tech and Steve. The Megacast is back.
Yeah, this is one right here.
All right, let's talk a little bit about...
I feel like we've been drinking.
I know. I'm still on a high from New Day Northwest.
Yeah, man, that was a lot of fun. Like, I wish people could see us in the studio bouncing our heads.
Just feeling the music. We're not even talking during the breaks. We're just kind of enjoying the moment, basking in it, in our nice dress shirts.
Yeah, try not to drink too many of our... what do you say? I don't want to do what Smokey said.
Yeah.
I don't want to get all hopped up on my own ego.
Yeah, we don't want to be full of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop being full of yourselves. Yeah.
I feel like he kind of just wanted to call out a couple people by name and just be like, stop it.
And you know what the best part is? I didn't watch it, but I wouldn't be surprised if they pan to the crowd where you got all the luminaries and celebrities, and there's a few people clapping and nodding their head that he's 100% directing this speech towards.
Yeah, one of them even fell off a stage later.
Yeah, right? Too many Jeffries, man. Smoking too many of those Jeffries.
I love that, man. He's got to rub the furry walls.
Man, that is such a great scene.
Isn't it?
Get Him to the Greek, I think, is such an underappreciated film.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I thought it was like my favorite Russell Brand film.
Yeah. And I think it's Jonah Hill at his best.
P. Diddy at his best.
Yeah. I mean, Diddy can be annoying, but he's great in that movie. He's great in Made, too.
The part where he's biting his own head because he's so messed up. It's just so funny, man.
I was at a festival once. let's just say I was in one of those moods too, and this guy had a jacket that he had like woven in all this like furry kind of material.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like petting like his arm, and I'm like, holy cow, this is like the furry walls when you smoke a Jeffrey. And he goes, my name is Jeffrey. I was like, whoa!
So we're talking about New Day Northwest, and we were on there, and it was a lot of fun. Hopefully people watch it. There was one moment, though, during our appearance where we wanted to have fun, and it was very apparent that Margaret and Susie did not find what we find funny, funny.
100%.
And if you didn't watch it, we were talking about the news story where a guy won a $500,000 settlement because he recorded the doctors in a surgery room while he was under from getting a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And they were just clowning on him because apparently he was just a grade A douche.
Yeah.
And so he recorded it because he recorded it because he wanted to make sure he had the instructions on tape, and then it kept recording and he didn't realize it until afterwards, and then heard all the, well, I'll play it. This is what they were saying about him while he was under, which led to him getting a $500,000 paycheck.
Which, and I said this on New Day, I'll say it again, it's not that hard to get the instructions. He sounds like one of those annoying people, like just uses his phone for everything.
Right. He's like, oh, let me get this on tape.
I can, because there's an app for that.
Right.
Well, I could kick you in the nuts, but I'm not
and
going to.
And there's not
to.
Even an app for that.
No, like just because you can doesn't mean you should.
And here's the audio.
And really, after 5 minutes of talking to you in pre-op, I wanted to punch you in the face and man you up a little bit. So just make sure you're down
there. Give me some lube on the phone.
I don't want you to accidentally rub up. Syphilis on your arm or something.
That would be bad.
It's probably tuberculosis in the penis, so you're going to be all right. Just get a PPD in like a month, and then you'll take some INH and be fine.
It's not Ebola,
you're right. So if you see a reaction,
so that's pretty much the gist of it. We don't need to play the whole piece, but that, they're goofing on him.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I didn't say this because I thought we were all 100% going to be on the same page. Like, and I think you agree, like $500,000, you can say whatever the hell you want about me while I'm out. You can say that to my face.
People say mean stuff about us all the time, and we right. do not get $500,000 for it.
I would be a multi-billionaire if I got $500,000 for every time someone said something mean about me on the text line or on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or Facebook.
500 G's, man. I'll be your personal assistant.
500 G's, you could prop me up like Weekend at Bernie's and make me into like a puppet and speak as if I'm saying those things about me.
That's awesome.
And I almost wanted to say, I'm so glad I didn't. I was like, $500,000, you could put syphilis on my arm all you want.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I didn't get to, I tried to kind of get around, was that like people always talk about other people.
Right.
And the society we live in now where it's considered good business to just have this blasé, just kind of standard answer to everything, and then you go behind people's backs and you talk ass all the time.
Right.
And I think it sucks. So like with them, this is their job. They put people under anesthesia every day. They're goofing on them. They're having fun. Like, I really didn't see anything that wrong with it. Now, when they put something in his chart that wasn't real,
right.
That's where I can see him getting pissed and suing them. But just because she was talking crap and said she wanted to punch him, like, I don't know. I still think maybe this guy's really annoying.
And honestly, though, if somebody misdiagnosed you for having hemorrhoids, it's not like they misdiagnosed him for something really bad. Someone misdiagnosed me for hemorrhoids, and you're telling me that I could get $500,000 for that? Sign me up.
Yeah, poor Miles just had to have a surgery because he had real hemorrhoids.
Right.
He didn't get paid at all. He had to pay them, Steve.
Right. He had to have reconstructive butt surgery.
Yeah.
But then we bring that up, and I think this is the conversation we wanted to have, but you could tell they were like, no, this is messed up. And I'm like, all right, I ain't going to fight you. Like, the last thing we want to do is get into an actual argument with Margaret and Susie because, you know, they're so awesome and they're super sweet, but sometimes you just got to know when to just back off.
Something, yeah, and you know. I felt like my butt joke was a little not when she said, you're in the hospital, you want to be really comfortable, and I went, especially for that surgery.
Yes.
And Margaret was kind of like, saw her kind of like cringe, like, ugh.
That was awesome.
Like, did he just make a butt joke?
That was a great line.
It had to be made, man.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about a colonoscopy.
I'm talking about that brown elephant in the room.
Oh, damn right. And it ain't well, that's the problem,
mm-hmm.
is that it is a small elephant, even on a large person.
Yes. See, these are the kind of topics we would talk about if we ever get our later magazine.
Wow, hey. I think Shannon's on to be our PA.
Yeah, yeah, she was 100% on board.
Which, by the way,
and I feel like we could steal Lauren away to help us as well.
And I'm guessing that's production assistant now that I'm saying it.
Yes.
She kept saying, like, hey, you know anybody needs to be a PA? But I didn't want to seem uncool and be like, what's a PA?
Yeah, personal.
Personal assistant?
Yeah. You might need one. I mean, now that you're a multimedia star.
I might. Well, I need that go-between, you know? I mean, Castle's going to try to talk to me later. I know, one-on-one. Like, get real, dude.
No, focus your attention to Ben, because I have nothing to say to you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That give me a sandwich.
Yeah. Some of that Dijon, too.
Right. I was about to say, like, is there bacon in here? You know I'm not eating pork. Where is my veggie wrap? Yeah, the one with the feta and the hummus.
Man, I don't know about you. I had a great time doing
that. It was
that,
awesome. Though.
It was, and Margaret is one of the cool, like, she's the type of chick, I'm saying, and I mean that in an endearing way. She's the type
she's
of lady.
Beautiful, yeah, beautiful woman.
She's beautiful, and wouldn't you not want to just go to a bar and have a couple beers with her?
I think she wants to, too, because when I made that comment that everybody talks trash, she went, yeah, you do that over a beer.
Yeah.
And she made some other jokes. I was like, you know what? That's what we should do. We should the four of us should go out.
Oh.
And Sue, the producer.
Oh, yeah. Susie, for sure.
Yeah.
And well, hey, we got to get our PAs involved as well.
Yeah, Shannon, come on
they
out.
Could be our personal alcoholics.
We could make PA into a lot of words, but Mega Family don't.
I wanted to share this because Tanya sent this to us, and I think it's a funny piece of audio. Maybe on New Day Northwest they should play this. There's a lot of places where you just don't want to fart. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, for instance, on New Day Northwest.
Oh, imagine if you ripped one while sitting on that couch.
That would be so embarrassing.
Man, you got to sit so close to each other on TV.
Oh, we're touching knees,
yeah,
man.
I was like, I don't think me and you have ever sat that close together on a couch.
And do you not, when you look at yourself on television, I'm like, my posture is terrible. And
yes,
I'm trying to adjust myself.
I kept trying to stand.
But then my gut's sticking out.
And I didn't know where to look.
I don't know either. I just stare at Margaret and Susie. And every once in a while, I'll stare at the teleprompter. I'm like, I don't know. I want to look like the guy that's engaging the viewers. I'm looking into your soul.
And then I felt like we were already sitting close, but it wasn't until I'd turn and look at you and we'd make eye contact where it was like, man, we are really close.
We're like touching each other. We're like hip to hip, knee to knee. Yeah, the last thing I want to do is fart in that situation.
Oh, that'd be embarrassing.
So embarrassing. I mean, I've done it like at a grocery store and it kind of, I've done it in our KSW kitchen. That's the worst when I'm not thinking because in the morning, at like 4 in the morning.
Everybody's farting in the morning.
Nobody knows. But sometimes I'm in there at like 8 making some tea or making some coffee or whatever it may be, microwaving something, and I let one rip. And then, of course, somebody like a saleswoman or someone in promotions walks in and I'm like, fart.
I did one on Saturday on a deck, right? Saturday afternoon, we're just sitting out there shirtless, just sweating. And I kind of ripped one that was not the friendliest of farts.
Right.
And, like, I smelt it, and I knew it was going to float by the other two guys.
Oh, no.
But nobody brought it up, so I was just like, all right, I'm just going to let that go.
Just hope that they're kind of thinking it's the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No need to claim ownership at that situation.
No.
It's going to go away quick enough.
It's going to go away.
Well, one place I don't think you should ever fart is in a courtroom.
All right.
And that's what happened, and we have audio of it.
Nice.
The judge, not too pleased. So let's enjoy this piece of fine, highbrow audio.
13, you were in Jackson Township. You did, by engaging in a pattern, what was that? You can't be serious. You can't be serious.
I apologize.
Well, your apology isn't accepted. You're a moron. You can't do that. For gosh sakes, I'm having a courtier here.
For gosh sakes.
No kidding.
Probably
yeah, sorry, it looks like it. Yeah, you got a nice attitude.
I just don't feel too well.
Oh. That's too bad. All right. Before I was so rudely interrupted.
I mean, you got to fart, you got to fart. But I also think there's a way to not do it that loudly.
Yeah. Like you could pull your butt cheeks apart and hope for the best.
Yeah.
I've tried that. And thinking my wife won't hear it. And then she just hears the pfft. And she goes, you still farted. I know you still farted.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. You know, like in the morning time, I get it. Like I rip loud ones.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite time to fart.
But, yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, you got to fart. But I kind of get to, like, you're sitting there in court. You're just going to rip one.
Now, do you think, though, the judge kind of went a little overboard?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I almost think the judge, it warrants a hairy eyeball. Like a, come on, man. Like that look.
Yeah.
But does it warrant, you can't be serious. And then stopping down and beating this guy up. I mean, I don't think he, for a fart to be that loud, he had to push it.
That's not what I'm saying.
It's not like he bent over and it just crept out.
Yeah, if it was just a little squeaker, I think that he could have got away with it. But like that one I ripped last week, like I freely was just like, I'm going to rip a loud fart in here.
Right, right.
You know?
You mean this one? I'll be like, Ted told me about it. Wow.
Told you, man. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like on that walk back, we both had to fart. Yeah. I went audio loud there, but they were, yeah, I just think he could have quieted down a little bit. But the judge also kind of overreacted.
Oh, for sure.
The judge already, I mean, it's a judge. He's already kind of pissed off and frustrated.
And he's just looking for any reason just to kind of drop that in there.
Yeah.
Somebody also sent us a story. I thought this was kind of interesting. I don't know how you'd feel about this. And we'll probably get going right after that. And this is from Jeff. He says, favorite condiment, fellas. I'd be a regular at this place, and there's a new restaurant in St. Louis called Twisted Ranch.
Twisted Ranch.
And you guessed it. This place caters to people who love just putting their food all up in that ranch dressing.
I like ranch dressing a lot.
I have meatloaf and incorporates ranch. Obviously, this is not a healthy place. Like their toasted ravioli, it's covered with ranch seasoned bread crumbs. And this is why I don't read stories. And it's ranch, man. That's
I mean, right, there's already sexual innuendo in there. I was like, that sounds not good.
Now I can't say it. Well, I think that ends our episode, huh?
Let's do some push-ups and try not to fart. For the record, favorite condiment. I mean, God, I hate to be this person. I feel like favorite condiment and then condiment most used are two different categories.
Mm. Oh, that's a good point.
Condiment most used is going to be the liquid aminos from the Bragg people.
Yeah.
Favorite condiment, though, I'd say a toss-up between, oh, man, no, he needs an answer. Even though you just painted gross for me, I'm going ranch.
I use ranch on a lot of things. Pizza. I use it on my wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to that Taco Time Ranch. That stuff's legit.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, that's up there as one of the most used condiments for me and one of my favorites. I think, though, if I had to pick one condiment, like, of course, it's very specific, horseradish.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on the other side of that one.
Oh, you don't like it?
I like a little horseradish.
Put it on the prime ribs.
Yeah.
Or prime ribs.
Prime ribs.
On that prime ribs.
Hey, man, get some scrimp, some prime ribs.
Or on a nice pastrami sandwich.
Well, all right. You know, if you're serving me prime rib or pastrami,
That's what I'm saying. I'm going specific.
What else are you using it on, Steve?
Nothing.
Your favorite condiment, you use it on two things?
Yes. It is. I get most excited to use that condiment. The other ones, I use this condiment. I get it all the time. I'm kind of desensitized.
You're a condiment snob.
Yeah,
I guess. What about ketchup? Ketchup can go on a lot of stuff. Bacon, eggs,
I don't
burgers,
use ketchup that much.
Sandwiches. Really?
No. I like ketchup, but if I had to pick French fries, I'm going ranch.
What do you feel about fry sauce?
I never use it.
I used some this weekend. I wasn't that impressed.
You know what I don't like either? I hate when they give you that aioli sauce.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's fine.
It's just mayonnaise with some pesto in it.
Yeah, but I mean, I always will be like, can I get ranch? And it's always that restaurant. You know what I mean? They go, we don't have ranch, but we do have a creamy aioli. I'm like, that's not the same.
Right. Just bring me your fancy mayonnaise, bitch. I mean, that's the way I feel about it.
Why don't we get 10 before we completely go off the deep end like Fraggle Rock?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to the Megacast. Tweet us at the Megacast. Let's get 10.
When I woke up,
there we go again.
Down that one,
two,
three,
four,
five,
six,
seven,
eight,
nine, 10.
It's really hard getting up.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, man, my shoes are so slippery.
And I don't know about you, but I'm not trying to push too hard because I don't want to sweat in the shirt.
Yeah, I don't want to pop a button. It's only the second time I've ever worn this shirt.
Right, if we keep doing it, we might rip the sleeves like the Hulk.
There you go, Mega Family.
Another fine episode. Catch us on New Day Northwest. I'm sure it's on King 5's website, but we'll post a link as well. And be sure to tell your friends about this fine show.
Thank you.
Why not that one? Seems appropriate.
I need her number.